Welcome to Improv Vision,
a podcast where we combine our love for TV with our love of improv.
We're your hosts, Rich
and Carrie.
And now, back to our regularly scheduled program. And welcome back once again to the Improv Vision podcast.
Wow, okay. That was very smooth.
That was strange inflection.
That was a little, that was...
I went up at the end.
I don't know, you weren't so manic. Welcome to the Improv Vision podcast.
It reminds me of people younger millennials, everything is a question.
I know. I asked that more than several years ago. When did that become a thing where everything you say has to end like this?
And I bought some grapes.
I got some soda out of the refrigerator. That's all that.
Right, right. So plenty to talk about. We are going to go back to, 90 Day Fiancé has... The season itself has come to an end, but we have...
Oh, has it, though?
Tell-alls.
Has it, though?
Well, it will.
It will.
And I was disappointed, because we were just talking about this off the air. So 90 Day ended, we're in tell-alls right now, and then right after tell-alls is...
Happily Ever After.
Right.
Yeah.
Starting on March 17th, right. I think, and Gina and Jasmine are right there.
Oh, my gosh.
We just can't get away from...
I think she should teach a master class in sobbing on cue. manically sobbing.
Anyway, so why don't we get into it? 90 Day Fiancé, season number 10, Tell All, part 1.
Okay. Number 1, most important, I forgot about whatever their names are.
Oh, the...
Devin
Nick
and
Devin.
Kevin and Nick and Devin.
Nick and Devin, yeah.
Totally.
Who... And they haven't gotten into this yet, but Devin apparently lost a ton of weight.
Yes, but he still calls her Piggy.
And that's the thing. It's going to come up, I think, probably in the next tell-all about that maybe that she lost the weight because of that.
Of course. Mm. And he doesn't want her to be a Piggy, but he thinks it's still clever to have that as a term of endearment.
Yeah.
Even though everybody in the world is going, that's not a good thing.
Well, everybody in certain places, but I will say that, and I'm going to piss off our Korean contingent.
It is a term of endearment.
No, not that. It's that they are very... aware of
Americans,
all the countries, Asian countries, Koreans especially, are very, very focused on physical appearances and weight and things like that. It's a thing where and it is. They think we're all fat Americans.
Yeah. Well, we're taller and wider in all aspects. Practically.
So it isn't his opinions are not unusual, I don't think.
But if he's going to marry one, he should listen to his father-in-law, perhaps. Anyway, I totally kind of forgot about them. But she did look good, and she was smiling.
Yeah,
she did. So that was different from when I last saw her.
And when you saw, because when they introduced them at the beginning of the show, she made some mention of people just think I'm quiet or this and that. But she didn't really say anything really.
Well, it's not her turn yet, so I'm waiting to see when it's their turn to speak, sort of.
Yeah.
Basically, the last thing I remember of her was just having this frown and this, nothing showing.
Right.
So the fact that she was smiling and I went, okay, that's good. So anyway,
and they're still married, apparently.
They're still married, apparently. Everybody there still married, apparently?
No,
I mean, no.
I don't think
okay, who do we want to talk about?
Let's go to Citra and Sam, who, no surprise at all, literally banging like rabbits. She's already pregnant.
She was ready for this. That's
My only hope for their baby.
I kind of like Sam and Citra.
I don't mind him too much.
His looks drive me nuts.
The worry of all of his issues, and it sounds like he may have avoided whatever stuff, which I'm happy because, you don't want that to happen.
Right.
But I do worry that he's going to have further
problems.
It's going
to be a problem.
Yeah,
perhaps.
Yeah.
I think he's turned over a new leaf.
Hopefully.
I'm going to think positive.
I think they're still in the honeymoon phase.
His father-in-law seems to just love him now.
I love his dad. Aliens, the pyramids.
The aliens, yeah. No, so they're the kind of almost the most normal.
Right. My only hope for their baby.
Okay.
Citra's head. Please give the baby Citra's head and not Sam's.
Oh, please, yes. Let him look like a cute little Asian thing.
Oh, hello, Citra. Thanks for coming into my office.
Thank you.
I know we haven't allowed you to see your baby yet.
I've been so worried.
Yeah. Gosh, there's no easy way to say this.
What is wrong?
We tried everything.
Where's Sam?
Possibly could. Sam's. We sent him to get some snacks from the cafeteria. So, Citra,
Sam seen my baby?
Yes, we did show Sam.
And what did he say?
Sam said everything was great.
And normal. Thank goodness. Okay.
So here's the thing, Ghost, and I'm really sorry to tell you this, but the baby has Sam's facial head features.
What?
Yeah, there's no real jaw.
What are you saying? He looks very, like Sam?
You know, like when you have a balloon thing and like it starts to deflate.
Going down at the bottom.
And then the head is much smaller than the rest.
I know.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that's what I love most about Sam. Bring me my beautiful baby.
Well, maybe this won't be so bad at all. I mean, let me tell you what we tried. We thought maybe if we blew some air into the baby.
Oh, go change a thing.
That it would get bigger head.
He has Sam's head. Oh, all my dreams have come true now.
Wow.
I have Sam and Sammy boy.
You are really in love with this.
They're precious.
This thing.
Oh, he's the most beautiful man in the world.
Okay. Well, I really thought this conversation was going to go a different direction, but...
thank you, Doctor.
Congratulations.
All my dreams. Mm. She doesn't mind it.
No, and they seem happy, and she
sees a handsome devil.
Yeah.
And that's okay with me. Somebody's got to.
I guess so.
I mean, what they say. There's somebody for everybody.
If my only thing is, if he stays off drugs and doesn't get into that, then potentially.
Excuse me?
It was a prescription that had expired, and he forgot to get it.
Oh, how judgy can we be?
Oh, my gosh.
So, yeah, they seem in a good place.
Right.
Let's
see. We have Manuel and Ashley. She looks great. She's lost a bunch of weight.
She does.
101 pounds, to be exact.
She does look great. Yes, and
she consulted the tarot cards.
Manuel has the straightest part in his hair I've ever seen.
Right down the middle.
It is, like, straight.
Right.
Well, that means his head was down a lot.
Yeah. Right.
He had a lot of bowed head moments where I'm like looking at this part in his hair.
Yeah.
And then Mom and Sis came on.
And
then
they had a nice moment where they sort of realized.
Bad.
And who was it? It was Jasmine, all people, Jasmine, who sort of helped enlighten them.
Right.
He comes from a culture where there's a lot of guilt if you have things and others don't.
Exactly.
So
I still don't quite get why he didn't have to tell him he was coming to it.
Privado.
So there's that. But as long as they can screw afterwards, there's nothing that can't be
They'll
solved.
Just find a bathroom.
There is just
somewhere
nothing.
In the studio.
Doesn't matter where you are.
Everything will be
problems
fine.
Can be solved.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
So he's they're okay, I guess. She's out there saging the whole set.
Right, yes.
Isn't there some law against
I imagine they probably weren't
set?
Super happy with
like,
they were the smoking
matches,
sage.
Smoke
all over the thing there. Let's see. We didn't really. Clayton and Ollie were on, but they
it's
really.
It's not their turn yet.
It's not their turn yet
not
either.
Their turn.
Part two, probably. So
again,
really,
they both seem.
The only thing they seemed to talk about was the guinea pig and
I
eating
know.
Guinea pig.
I know. I mean, I'm not a huge meat eater. Not that I'm against it. It just is not my thing.
Guinea pig's not on your menu at
it's,
home?
It's not, but it would be as much as other things would be.
Yeah, right.
I mean, people in Alabama eat squirrels that they hit with cars. And, uh-huh. You know, so I don't have a problem if you're going to eat meat, then a mammal is a mammal
sure.
is a mammal.
Yeah, right.
So I don't have a big issue with that.
There is a weird thing in general of people who eat, they don't particularly like eating animals that they consider cute or nice or
I guess so.
Whatever.
But bunnies,
ugly
people
animals,
eat rabbit
fine.
All the time.
Yeah. Yes.
A Welch hare.
Right. Mm.
So yeah, if you're going to eat meat, then to me all
that's
meat
right.
is equal.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I don't, you know, if I'm on a airplane that crashes in the Andes and you're on it too, then hey, sorry,
it is
bud.
What it is. Right.
I'm not opposed to it.
It's funny, when I was younger, that movie Alive, when
uh-huh,
it was out,
uh-huh.
and I remember distinctly
oh,
me too.
The
cutting out
yes.
of the meat and the
calves
chewing.
And the yep, like, no, I do
whatever
too.
You gotta do.
But I agree, what if that's what's it's called yeah. survival, mm-hmm. you do you. So yeah.
Yeah.
So we'll get to their turn later. Okay.
The drama that pervaded most of last episode and this, Justin and Nikki, which I can't even
figure
out.
Is his name
out.
Justin or Igor?
Igor.
What is the deal?
I think she calls him Justin and maybe
that's
it's
his
like
American
his
name?
Stage name or something.
That's his American name? Well, Igor is just the most ridiculous name ever.
Igor!
I mean,
more brains, Igor!
Unless you got a hunchback and then one eye that goes like this, then, mm-hmm. you know, yeah.
Yeah.
He's a douche.
He's strange. Yeah, he's got strange ideas.
He's not attracted
ideas.
To trans people. Excuse me?
You've been
banging
with this
her for the last 4 years or 7 years or whatever.
I can't figure him out. He's just super weird and has even the things he says. Like, I don't know. It's like he's trying to be the bad guy. You know?
He's doing well.
Yeah,
doing well.
Because he's saying things that like would go against like.
I think
it's okay,
he just wants to be an asshole and get out.
Mm-hmm.
Like he wants to prove to his buddies that he never liked her or him or whatever it is. You know what I mean? I think he's trying to backpedal.
Yeah, right.
And that his way of doing that is to be an asshole to her so that to his buddies, it's like, see?
Yeah.
See? I told you. I'm all man.
She is an interesting character herself.
There's too much done.
There's that, and then the whole pink, foofy,
She's just Barbie on steroids.
Yeah, right.
And she loves... But Jasmine is too.
Mm-hmm.
Same difference.
It didn't surprise me at all.
Between
Jasmine
the butts
and, her are
and
good
the
friends.
Lips and the lashes and the... Uh-huh. It's just... It's a lot.
Right, yeah.
And I guess what I'm noticing now in looking at how this has transpired, these lips and these lashes things are getting ridiculous now. Some people, it's like, I don't think they know it makes them look older.
Oh, yeah.
It makes them look older instead of younger.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, you look like a 60-year-old that's trying hard to look young. Uh-huh. Instead of just not doing that, have a clean face, have normal lips.
Right, yeah.
You would look probably 20 years younger.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. So that's them. We have Sophia and Robert. They had a lot of time. It was their turn.
I liked her hair dark.
She looked great.
She looked normal.
Yeah. He's still just very angry and negative. Interestingly, though, someone did actually say this, and it was actually probably the smartest thing that got said in the whole episode, is he and the mom just set each other off.
They
trigger each other. Yeah. And they really probably need to go to counseling.
I think they both came in with attitudes mm-hmm. from the get-go.
Yeah.
Because of her. Because of Sophie.
Mm.
Because she's like saying shit about her mom and to him, and then she's saying shit about him to her mom.
Yeah.
And, you know, and then all you know is what you've been told, and so you come in going, well, this guy's an asshole.
Yeah.
Well, and the fact of where he lived and how he didn't clean up and how there wasn't outside. It sounds like they got an apartment with a bathroom.
Yes.
So, I don't know.
I did get a sense, and we got
maybe
a little
he
bit
has
of
to grow
of
up. Maybe he just
yes,
has to
definitely.
Grow up.
But I did get the sense of what you just said being true, that Sophie sort of just tries to play both sides.
Exactly.
Of this,
exactly.
And it doesn't help their
either,
situation.
Right. And that's how it started without knowing each other.
The problem is mom's got issues and Robert definitely has issues. But really, he's not thinking long term here.
If
because
all
you
mom,
can't,
yeah.
you can't fight with your wife's parents.
Right.
It's not going to end well.
But if all mom ever heard was, oh my God, this guy's great. He treats me like a queen.
Yeah.
She would come in with a different attitude.
Right. Yeah.
If all Rob ever heard was, my mom supports me. She's so happy for us. Da, 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 da.
Yeah.
He would come in with a different attitude.
Right.
So Sophie fucked that up. Sorry, Sophie, but that's on you.
Yeah. But he still acts like a child. And
he is.
You know, it's like if you want to be the bigger person, just try and be nice and don't engage with it. Like, don't make it worse.
He does.
You know?
He's not a bigger person. Mm-hmm. He's never going to be that kind
They're
of a
both,
person.
Both her and him and the mom are both children in that situation.
And both Sophie and Rob want to be beautiful people in L.A.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's his...
Now they're in Texas.
Or so wherever they are.
In Texas now.
But that's the image they want is like that.
Mm-hmm.
Da, da, da. We're hot shit.
I wonder what he does for work.
Nothing as far as I ever knew. I'm hoping they pay rent, so he must have money other than TLC money.
Yeah.
I hope.
I was thinking about that because they talked about in the episode about how he wasn't working or didn't work.
Right,
And then he was in Mexico for a while with her.
I don't know. I think all these people are thinking TLC is their new career.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
If they can get a contract for AGA, they're golden for another, year.
All right, I have to look at intouchweekly.com. what does Rob do for a living? Oops, I have to accept the cookies.
Rob difference gets in wealth check status from TLC every month.
So when Rob introduced himself to on 90 Day Fiancé, he said he was a jack of all trades.
That means he's unemployed.
He doesn't have a job. And confirmed that one of his jobs is as a model.
Oh, stop.
Does odd jobs here and there.
He's unemployed. It's called unemployed. Okay. I do odd jobs here and there. Right. I drive Uber when I feel like it.
Okay, he says, this is what Rob put on Instagram or something. He says, honestly exhausted by this narrative, let's be clear, I was a store manager for 4 years. I left to pursue something else.
Unemployment.
Didn't work out. So I was working for a moving company, a grow facility, and hung signs around LA overnight.
He's just a guy with no skills. He's just a guy with a jack of all trades.
He does say, while looking for another full-time job in the worst job market in the U.S., I had 3 jobs, not no job.
Oh, okay.
So he was doing a variety
of things.
He's
doing stuff. So. That's okay. But he, yeah. Did he even graduate from high school? I doubt it.
I don't know what Rob would say. So anyway, so that's Rob.
Okay.
And Sophie.
We are going to run out of time. We're not even
going to talk gonna get about to Survivor, the important stuff. We're going to get to it. Jasmine and Gino. Nah.
Same old.
She saw the video. Okay, here's the thing that pissed me off a little bit about TLC and 90 Day.
That
who in their right mind thinks it's okay to show the spouse a video of the guy at the bachelor party before he's married?
That thinks it's okay to bring the stripper on via Zoom.
That whole thing was ridiculous.
Daisy.
Yes. That was
but
all
then
ridiculous.
Again, I mean, okay, in our world, a bachelor party, I would even expect you to motorboat somebody at a bachelor party because you've been drinking and there's tits everywhere. But her reaction was like 1,000% over the top.
It was because this was a long time ago.
You looked at her and her boobs
her were bare chest dragging your face.
Look at me like that. And I'm like, I bet he does look at her like that.
That's probably.
I don't.
The whole thing is ridiculous.
It's just so ridiculous.
So, yeah. So that
so
is.
So her and Nikki, I think, are going to be unhappily ever
I
after.
I think so. They're going to be
Jasmine
their own couple.
And Nikki, yeah.
Right. So that is 90 Day Fiancé Season 10 Tell All Part 1. Ooh. Let's jump over to Survivor. Do, 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 do. Survivor Season 46, episode
number 1. We have graphs,
one.
We have spreadsheets,
we have spreadsheets,
pictures,
graphs,
we have bios.
Right. I was really trying to do a good job of paying attention through the show. I actually had this in front of me while I was watching the episode. This is my picture and who they are and
yes,
names and
exactly,
all that.
Yes, exactly. Me too.
And so I got a good ability to
I did not take notes because it was late and I was in bed.
Yeah. So the episode starts off like it does many times where they had a challenge right away. And
started out very different.
Yeah, right.
Started out extremely different.
What do you mean different?
You didn't notice?
You have to tell me. Yeah.
At the very, very beginning, you did not hear Jeff Probst.
Say.
You heard Tevin.
Oh, Tevin, yes. Yeah.
Giving the whole intro about
what it's
like to be on Survivor.
Right.
That is something brand new.
Yeah, that was definitely interesting.
My ears are perked. I'm like, who is talking right now? Who is doing this? What are you talking about?
Yeah,
very
you are correct. I had forgotten about
me.
That, but yeah.
Yeah.
And I did, actually. When I was watching it, I looked and said, oh, he's an actor.
He's
that's
an actor.
Why.
Exactly.
He knows how to present this.
Exactly. But that was so shocking to me because I went, that's not Jeff. Is
that's
that
not
Jeff?
Gross.
What,
yeah.
That's not Jeff.
But it was actually very well done. And
it was very
that,
well
yeah,
done.
A
so,
whole little
yeah,
spiel
so that was very different.
I did learn from watching a lot of the we were doing like pre-interview stuff like
right,
that.
Right, right.
A little about how they were at Ponderosa. Apparently, they're all like in tents.
Oh, you listen.
But they're
hear
not
that.
Supposed to talk to each other.
Yeah, they
but they
can't
can
talk to
see each other.
But they cannot.
But you're not supposed to interact at all. It was interesting.
Even
because,
on the boat
yeah,
coming over.
Right.
Until Jeff talks
until
to
they
them.
Do, and, until they become tribes.
Yes.
It's funny listening to these interviews because a lot of people are like, oh, I don't know who it is, but this person who
right.
had tattoos And I got a good feeling from that. And it fascinated me because it's almost like they're all in this big area. They can see each other, but they can't talk to each other.
And you think in your mind that as they're on the boat, they're all going, hi, I'm so-and-so, and I'm so-and-so. And instead, they're all just silently on their own bench, just waiting.
It was a fascinating thing I never really thought about before, but apparently is the thing.
So there's no knowledge.
They are together, but not allowed to talk.
And I'm sure they're all sizing each other up.
Yeah, and just interesting things like, oh, I could tell this person wrote a lot, or I saw this person working on puzzle books a lot, and things like that.
Or it so-and-so gave you a looked sense. At me and kind of smiled, right, so I kind of smiled back. Right. And it's like, okay, we already have an unspoken alliance.
Right, a final two alliance based on that.
But it's true, because sometimes you just look at certain people, Sam, and go, no. So we have our teams,
right,
which were already designated.
Yeah, they were already in their teams when they started. We had a challenge that Nami dominated. Nami is the dominant tribe, it seems like,
pretty powerful right now.
Yeah.
I like Soda.
I like Soda, yeah. Yeah, I like a number of people. Siga came in second place. That's the green tribe.
Right.
And Yanu came in last place.
Right, poor Yanu.
And so they had basically, and it wasn't really a bad, like if you lost, it wasn't that bad, because really it was first place got stuff, like Flint and Machete. Second place got to choose the sweat or thinking
or
challenge.
Savvy.
And then third place had to just do whatever was left over. Which, whatever.
So let's get to that sweat versus Savvy.
Yeah, that became a thing.
Big Talker Jelinski.
Yeah.
Who's going to be a legend. He's going to be a legend. He's only going by his last name because he's going to be a legend.
Right, yes.
I could not believe, first of all, how pushy he was about going on the journey.
Uh-huh, yeah.
And then about, there was like half the sand still there.
Yeah, right.
And he's like, there's no way. And he fucking threw that and broke it.
Yeah.
That is one of their CBS props.
Right, I know. That was a little, I'm sure they were a little pissed off
I thought that
like, why
was,
would he do that? It was
why
stupid.
Would he
it was
do
very
that?
Strange. And Q, of course, and this is the funny thing. His argument is like, I never quit.
I
never quit anything. It's like, yeah, except this and this and this.
And you quit everything.
You quit everything.
But you're a legend, and you're going to be the legend Jelinski. And so the minute he started talking about being a legend, I'm going, okay, he's gone.
Yeah.
He is so gone.
Before the show, they had interviews with him, and I remember
Was this
saying,
on Rob Has a Podcast?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't think I heard him. I only heard one of them.
Rob or somebody had said, you see if his face and you hear his voice, and those two things don't together. Because his voice is very deep. I didn't even notice his voice. And all
noticed he was very braggadocious.
He was.
About himself and how great he's going to be.
So we got to know a fair amount about the Yanu tribe. Q, athlete. Very successful real estate guy.
Seemed pretty solid.
Jelinski, hot mess.
Just a hot mess.
Banu, super excited.
Banu reminds me of Yam Yam. Jam Jam. Because he is so freaking excited to be there.
I was really worried because he was one of the people potentially on the chopping block.
I know.
And I was like, no, please don't
He's
send
just
Banu
like,
off
no, no, that's my life.
Jessica has anxieties and apparently ADHD and can't sleep. And so,
can't talk to anybody.
Had hope for her just because I was hopeful for her. But Tiffany seems great and solid. Kenzie is running the tribe right now.
Let's see, which one's Tiffany, which one's Kenzie?
Braids,
this one's Kenzie. Gotcha.
Kenzie's the hairstylist.
Yeah.
But she's the one that seems to be at the moment running the
negotiating. Jessica's not going to last long.
Yeah.
She can't relate to anybody, and I don't know why she thinks she could.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Q's pretty solid. I like Q a lot.
Yeah. Yeah.
I do like Q.
So we had that first challenge, and then, you kind of saw different things happening all along. Then they played that weird, what was it, the torch skull vote card?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that was when they had to go on that thing.
Yeah, the journey.
Oh, Jelinski. That was the second thing he gave up.
I'm going. Never mind.
I can't lie to you guys.
I'm going, dude. Bluff for a minute.
And then he went back to his tribe and they're like, yeah, why would you think it's okay to give the other side an extra vote?
two people an extra vote.
It was,
and I can't lie to you.
Possibly one of the worst players ever.
It was a silly game because there really was no win to it except for the whoever But at least they could have tried. No, I have it. No, I have it. No, I have it.
We got the fun of watching Tiffany find the Beware advantage.
Oh, that was great.
And she did hustled. Ultimately find... Yeah, she hustled.
And then, by sheer luck, they lost their challenge, and so she got to go back and...
Right, yeah. Yeah, she got to go back, dig find it the up, clue, find the
and
thing,
then she had to do the puzzle, and then...
Yeah, that was good. Oh, this is the other thing, Jelinski. Several means seven. Oh, 7 hours.
It's even in the word, S-E-V. So all his life he has thought that several means seven.
I guess so. I don't know.
What does a few mean to you?
Well, it's funny. My wife and I have the same conversation of what a few is. Okay. A few, 2 to 3 or 4 maybe.
Oh, no. 2 is a couple. 2 is
Jelena and I have this very debate.
2 is a couple. A few,
yeah, I would agree with you.
A few is 3 to 5.
Yeah, right.
3 to 5, and then several is 5 or more. 5 up to 10.
We need the Urban Dictionary and then to it's clarify a lot. These things. I enjoyed the immunity challenge with the lizard. I thought that was very
unique. Gosh.
500 pounds that thing was.
I know. That was great.
Crazy. A lot of work. But Yanu tribe, again... fails there. So they same one. The Nami tribe dominates. Siga tribe comes in second. So
poor Jelinski, the legend has
Jelinski has fallen already.
That's why if I went into something like this, I don't think I could ever be a big talker about like how good I am at something. No matter what it was, I'm the best chess player. You know, it's nobody's going to beat me.
It's always the thing with this game too, as it changes. I think a lot about like how would I do in this current climate. Right. I don't know that I would do very well.
I don't know that I would either because I'm.
I can be social and to a certain extent, but at some point I'm out. I can't talk to you guys.
I'm from the non-social generation.
Right. So we're one down. We got another episode this week.
Right, and then Amazing Race is going to start.
Amazing Race Talk starts next week, next week.
Okay, yeah. So we'll have a new little lineup.
Goodness. Yes, and just for you who are waiting with bated breath, we're moving away from 90 Day Diaries.
Because there's nothing there.
It's boring. They're just people recording themselves. It's like watching someone's home movies.
I don't even watch A Single Life, and I don't watch Diaries.
Yeah, I just watch What's Her Name Crying
and
at the end
of
every
episode.
And you
know what I don't watch?
What?
And it's still on my lineup, and I have many episodes. The new season of Smothered.
Oh, God.
The mothers and daughters.
I just cannot.
Insane. I'm not. I haven't.
All right. Well, we got to go. We're out of time. We will see you next week. More 90 Day Survivor, and maybe talk about the cast of Amazing Race.
Sure.
Okay, bye.